This is For the Record. There are all kinds of lies. There are the big ones connected to crimes, the ones that do real harm to other people. And then there are the smaller ones that seem benign, the ones we tell others to make a story better, to connect with another person, or to create a different narrative about ourselves. NBC's Brian Williams became the victim of his own story last month, exaggerating the danger he faced while reporting in Iraq in 2003. It led to a temporary suspension from the anchor desk and an on-air mea culpa.
I want to apologize. I said I was traveling in an aircraft that was hit by RPG fire. I was instead in a following aircraft.
A couple weeks later, another public figure found himself in similar straits. Robert McDonald, the head of the Department of Veterans Affairs, told a homeless vet that he was in the Special Forces, but he wasn't.
What I was trying to do is find a way to connect with that veteran. And as I said, I made a misstatement. I apologize for that. I have no excuse for it.
We all lie sometimes, but if you're in the public eye, the lie can take on a life of its own. And coming back from that kind of mistake can be harrowing and life-changing. For the Record today, the truth about lying. Today we're going to introduce you to a woman who knows intimately the damage one lie can inflict on a life. Her name is Marilee Jones, and she used to be the Dean of Admissions at MIT, one of the country's most illustrious universities. She worked there for 28 years and was much beloved by students and administrators alike until a lie that had haunted her for decades came to light.
I own what I did. I don't want to blame this on the culture and, oh, everybody was doing this, so I did it too. I own what I did. I did lie on that resume. I did.
But we should back up because this story begins in 1979. Marilee was in her mid-20s. Her husband got a job at MIT and they were living on campus. She saw a job posting in the admissions office.
It was just that simple. Oh, this would be fun. I can do this. Because it was the specialty was to recruit women into science. And I'd studied science. And I thought, yeah, I understood how women were discouraged in the field of science. And I don't know, there's a little rebel in me. I'm Irish and I have red hair. And I thought, no, I'm up for that fight. Let's do it. Let's go do it. It would be so much fun.
But there weren't a lot of women working in that office. And to her, it felt like a boys' club that placed a high value on credentials. So when she was putting together her resume, she lied about her educational experience. Here's how she describes it.
I don't remember. The truth is I don't remember very much because it was a long time ago. And so I don't remember actually what I wrote, but I do recall that I knew that the admission staff were mainly men. At the time, I thought, in a million years, they'd never hire me. And so I said I went to one college when, in fact, I went to another college.
MIT said she claimed 3 degrees that she didn't have. But Marilee didn't think twice about changing her resume.
I just slid that under the door. And honestly, I forgot all about it. It just got me in the door, and that was good for me, and off I went.
Nobody tried to verify her credentials back then, and she got the job. At this point, we're going to pause Marilee's story for a moment and bring in another voice.
My name is Dan Ariely. I'm the James B. Duke Professor of Psychology and Behavioral Economics at Duke University.
Dan Ariely says there are lots of reasons people lie, and some lies come with good intentions.
We have a very complex relationship with the truth. We teach our kids how to lie socially, and we understand that some kind of lying is an important social lubricant, and those things are making the computation of what's right and wrong much more complex.
Add to that, he says, our instinct to justify lies when it serves our short-term interest.
When we don't have to explain things to other people, our ability to rationalize is very high. So what we do is we come up with a story about why this is okay, and we don't check the evidence very good. We're not good fact-checkers about our own stories and our own lives.
Life went on for Marilee Jones. She worked her way up through the admissions department, endearing herself to the students, faculty, and staff. She was well-liked and respected in her field. And ultimately, years later, she was promoted to the top job. The woman who lied on her resume all those years ago was now the Dean of Admissions for MIT. So there she was in this job, Dean of Admissions, and she had a spiritual awakening. That's how she describes it. And as part of that, she started to think more deeply about the college admissions process and its moral implications, specifically about the immense pressure put on young people to get into top schools. And she thought to herself,
we're making kids sick. Kids are breaking because of what we're doing. We've got to stop it.
And that's what she did. She tried to make kids see they didn't have to be perfect on paper. They could be themselves, and that would be good enough to get them where they wanted to go.
And it was very, very difficult to get people on board with that. That was the hardest challenge of my whole career.
So all of this, it was precipitated by a spiritual awakening when you started being honest with yourself. At any point, did you think back on that initial lie?
Yes. About 2 years before I resigned from MIT, I was having constant arrhythmias, irregular heartbeats. So, of course, I saw doctors, you know, what's going on? And it must be stress, nothing's wrong with your heart. And I thought, I know what it is. I know what it is. Because I've cleaned up all the other pieces, and this is the one I can't clean up. And I had my moral moment, and I missed my moral moment. That was when I actually was applying for the dean's job.
That was a moment you felt like you could have come clean.
I should have stepped up. Yeah, I could have. I had the opportunity to step up and make that happen. Because several people in my industry actually, in a snarky way, I think, said to me, well, they're never going to hire a woman for that job, Marilee. Come on. Huh. Seriously? They're never going to hire a woman. And I thought to myself, oh, yeah? I'll show you.
This is an example of just the kind of rationalization Dan Ariely is talking about. We tell ourselves news stories to justify a lie that may have happened long ago. But he says,
once you see that something has gone out of whack, if you recognize it, the right thing to do is to say, you know what? Here's the mistake I made. Come up with it as soon as possible and get it over as soon as possible. When people try to hide, things can only get worse.
And for Marilee, they did. The pressure of that secret, that lie, became too much for her to bear.
There was a moment where in my office, I had a knowingness that I was going to die if I didn't clear this. And I thought, whoa, 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 wait, wait. There was no more obfuscating. You know, there was no more trying to run to get a gal from under it. I had to face it. So I called in a miracle. You know, I actually went to my knees in my office. I was asking, just give me an opportunity. I don't know how to fix this, but I deeply desire to fix this. And I don't want to die with this on my conscience. I don't.
The break came in 2007 when MIT administrators were tipped off about possible inconsistencies in Marilee Jones's resume. She saw that as a chance to tell the truth.
I had an opportunity to clear it, and I did clear it, and I resigned. And it was so great, I'm telling you. By the time I got home that day, 1 hour, my arrhythmias were completely gone, Rachel. They were gone, and they never came back.
What came her way instead was a whole lot of public scrutiny.
This was on a Monday when I resigned, and it was Thursday they were going to hold a press conference.
She had a few days to collect her wits, get her things together, and leave.
The truth is, I swear to God, I left town like an hour before, I think it was Inside Edition, showed up at my house. I'm like, what? Are you serious? Oh my God, I've become a scandal.
After the TV cameras went away and the attention finally subsided, Marilee was forced to start asking herself some difficult questions.
Who am I without my job? Who am I without my name? Because honestly, for a few years, I didn't want to speak my name to people.
A couple of years later, some national media outlets did stories about Marilee Jones, a where is she now kind of thing, and her phone started to ring. Old contacts got back in touch with speaking invitations, 7 of them at different schools. But she quickly realized her reputation was still shot.
Within a week, all 7 called me back and said, oh, Marilee, sorry. We have to cancel you. Superintendent won't let you come. Parents are complaining. Sorry.
Dan Ariely says so much of our life is lived online now. It's easier than ever to tell a little lie on a dating profile, maybe another on a professional networking site. But he says the real problem is when lying starts to be overlooked.
Honesty is what we call a public good. See, if you live in a society where everybody trusts each other, life is really good. But if you live in a society with no trust, everybody suffers. We really have to understand that erosion in trust is an incredible erosion in society as a whole.
Marilee Jones takes responsibility for what she did, that lie she told. But she says it's important for people to understand she's still the same person at her core, a person who, like most of us, just made a mistake. She has moved on. She runs her own consulting business now, helping parents and students navigate the college admissions process, a process she says is filled with pressure to be perfect.
I think the whole system is almost set up for kids to lie. This is why I'm willing to speak today, because I thought about it. Do I want to put myself out there again? I know I'm going to get hate mail here. There's going to be repercussions. But in fact, I'm still upset about what this culture is doing to kids. And I think, okay, because this has come to me, I've lived through this, I want to be able to go out and plant my little flag and say, look, it's okay to be a human being.
That was Marilee Jones, former dean of admissions at MIT. We also heard from Dan Ariely, professor of psychology and behavioral economics at Duke University.